1:30?
1:30.
Okay. Make sure you get them. Okay. Again, we have regular show tomorrow, 1 o'clock, right? And Tuesday. So we'll try to finish up the Piazza Gacherim issues and then start going through some of the Psulei Edus questions in the beginning. But for today, let's try to finish off at least make some progress on some of the issues are going to be continuing topics. We'll try to make some progress. Okay. So we were this last thing I think we were discussing on we split the shiur the other day was two things. Number one, the relationship between the piatzmo and the piacherim in Shuas Edos and Shuas Epikadon, and so on. In light of the fact that there is this debate between our mayor and the Chachamim, the Paschim like the Chachamim, are there echoes still of distinguishing between the Piatmo and the Piacherim? The idea being that the Piatmo is more of a classic Shuas Bitui. You have the seeming that the Hafla. Piacherim seems to be flawed, or perhaps is flawed. So then, there are really two questions that come out of that, which we want to pursue further. One is that really true? In other words, the piacherim is more of a chiddush in Shuas Bitui, but in the end of the day, given the fact that there is tziruf, we'll call it, or whatever allows you to impose a shvua upon the other party. In the end of the day, does that also end up expanding the hagdara of a shvua? In other words, lu yitzuyar, that there is a way to connect you to what the other fellow is saying, that would be enough for a kind of a shvua. That's really the question. That's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is that if that's not true, and the piacherim is not something that qualifies as a Shuas Bitui, then how do we look at Mi Piatzma? That instead of saying Mi Piacherim in light of Mi Piatzma, what about Mi Piatzma in light of Mi Piacherim? Should we now say that in a particular area there are just two completely different Mechaibim, two Dinim, and then we should look for Nafkaminas and so on? Or should we say that the effectiveness of Mi Piacherim establishes that Mi Piatzma also, in this particular case, even though there might be the means for bitui, maybe that isn't sufficiently the mechat. So again, we got into all of this through the Rajba and his comment that mujba mipi acherim proves the central role of the chiyuv agada. Again, one could have argued with him, in both of these extremes. We could have said he's wrong because given the reality of Tziruf, the Piacherim is also a Bitui, it's also a Hafla, and therefore it doesn't prove anything about Chovetz HaGadah. Again, unless you want to say that the Chovetz HaGadah is the Vitzaref, and therefore that's the only thing that would allow the extension of this concept of Bitui and Hafla to begin with. The other way to argue with the Rajba would be to say that why not go further than the Rajba? And that is to say that Mipiatzmo is also, once you know Mipiacherim, then Mipiatmo is also proof of this. We don't know that the Rajma doesn't hold this way. He's just trying to prove something. So that is that's what we need to investigate further, and that is part of the discussion of Rav Meir and Chachamim. And we'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. I just want to just flesh out a little more. Shitas HaRambam, Shitas HaRambam Raivin, and the Rivigash, regarding that question, and that also is connected to the discussion of Rabbeinu Tam, right? The possibility that when it comes to Shem Hashem, that we would be mechalik between Mipiatmo and Mipiachem. Good. Let's put that off. We'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. The other part of all this is that even within the world of Mipiatmo, right? There seem to be two. There seem to be two types. One is the classic Mipiatzmo, and the other is a main, right, which is Kimotzi Shmua Mipiv. So it's just very tempting to suggest that a main, Kimotzi Shmua Mipiv, is really something in between Mipi Atzmo and Mipi Acherim. In other words, that's certainly Noveya from the Hava Mina. If we can have somebody just read that again very quickly. Micha, if you don't mind, just very, very quickly, on Chav Kesem and Beis.
Amar Shmuel Kohana, I mean, Achar Shuot, Mosh Shumipi Dami, Tetsiv, Amar Isha, I mean, Amen, Amar Papa, Nishmeh Rava, Masnisim, Brights, and Nami Dik, and Tikani Shuvas, Eres, and Harish, Banash, and Lob, Nash, and Rafokam, the program, Kerem, Lob, Suam, Eno Hegas, Al, Beru, and Lahay, Bifne, Ubifne, Bifne, 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 And Tanya Raisa Shua Saidis Kat, Amr Ladam Bovaidu Shush Ainana Yodam Khaidis, Osh Amru Ainana Yodam Khaidis, Mashbiani Alechem Umrulo Amin, Ben Shall Ben Bas and Ben Mikasum Ben Piacherim, came in Jacob Rubham, Chayav and Zibra Mayor. Kashina Dari Elav Shmaina Hadana Amin Hadlamin. I'm assuming you're Chayav both inside and outside of Basin.
Yeah, keep going to Solomar.
Amar Ravina, Mishmei the Rava, Masnisin, the Hachanami Zika, the Tani Shuas between the Hagas Manash and the National Hoka Chrome, Cherm, Zulm, Beres, and Shul, Beres, and Beres, Piazno, and in Mikiacherim Lo, the Tani Sefa, Zebeze, Mushman Piacherim Chai. So, Kashin Adore, Ella Shmuel, Hadanaman, Hadalon, Amen, but Ella Shmuel, my Kamashlan, so it's obvious. Do you think this is in Kamashlan? You're teaching us that's the correct dictate.
Yeah. So again, so what comes out of this Gemara is that the Gemara originally thought that there was a kind of a stira, right, with regard to the effectiveness of Mipiacherim and the Gemara characterizes Mipiacherim as being ineffective in Bitui, and then in the Seifa seems to say that it is effective. The Gemara's answer is Amen. So the question that we're left with, and this is what we talked about last time, is whether the Gemara, its conclusion is just a very clear-cut one. In other words, there are only two categories, it's Mipi Acherim and Mipi Atzmo. And we're saying that Amen is Mipi Atzmo. So, it may have looked like, or the Mishnah seems misleading, but now that we know the information, we can just rewrite the Mishnah and make it more accurate, right? Just saying, that Amen is Mipi Atzmo, and there's no issue and no problem. So that makes a lot of sense. The other way to look at it is that it isn't such a davar pashut. What we're saying is that Amen has the din, al pi din, it's mipi atzmo, but it isn't really mipi atzmo, right? It's either a weaker mipi atzmo, or it's a stronger, mipi acherim, something like that, something in the middle. Again, sufficient to qualify for shuas bitui, but maybe still different than a regular Shuas Bitui. Maybe there still are differences between those two things. So that gets us into the whole question of whether Amen could be something in between, and if so, again, from that side or from that side, what is the status of Amen? And since we already know that Amen, anyways, has a triple status, that's the Gemara where? And Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, right? Amen Bo Shua, Bo Kabbalas Dvarim, Bo Amanas Dvarim. So the idea that even the bow, this of course is the bow Shavua. So again, the same approaches, and you could say, clearly Amen, doesn't always mean ditto, and it's not always literally Kamotzi Shuli Piv. That's what Amen of Hamanas Dvarim and Kabbalas Dvarim is about. But it doesn't mean that the Amen of bow Shavua isn't a purist Amen. Maybe it is. Or no, the fact already that there's flexibility, that this one word, Amen, has many meanings, may cut into its significant, meaning each time as well. And especially in the most ambitious one, the Bo Shua. If Amen, the same word, means Hamanas Dvarim and Kabbalas Dvarim, maybe even when it's accomplishing a Shvua, right, it isn't so radically different. Again, Kabbalas Dvarim and Hamanas Dvarim is not a ditto. It's it's an agreement. It's either like a statement of faith, right, or it's an agreement and a commitment of some form. But it's not a hafla, it's not a bitui. So that's what Bo Shavua is, or even the Bo Shavua works that way. But, the fact that it also works as Bo Hamana and Bo Kabbalah remains relevant. I should just add that even in its Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim and Bo Hamana's Dvarim, there are issues to talk about. Maybe we'll talk more later, but let's just take care of that just for a minute. We already made reference, we talked about it a lot last year for those who were here, but we made reference the other day, but we'll just talk about it for a minute. Bo Kabbalah's Dvarim, right? And Rashi says, Micha? Yeah. The Chayiv L'Kayim Tana'o. And Rabbi Kiveger, Gilin HaShas, has a little comment where he says, yeah. So that's an interesting issue. Last year, when we talked about this and we talked about Tanaim, and we may speak more about it later at the end of this parak, we talked about it in terms of, you know, a general idea about Tanai. Meaning, in general, when you make a Tanai, right, to what extent is that something neutral and it has the ability to be Mekayim or Mevatel the Maisa, right? Or is a Tanai, right, something which integrates into the Das, you know, itself? In which case, you also might distinguish between, you know, circumstances, right? A Tanai Lekayim, a Tanai Mevatel, you know, things of that sort. That's how Achriti, to put it that way, are Tanai. But, and they, well, I was trying to suggest that Rashi is taking a stance on that point, as Rabbi Kiveger is saying, that there's never any implied commitment in a Tanai, right? A Tanai is just the objective contractual circumstances which will dictate whether or not you have to follow through in your commitment or what the, you know, under what circumstances. But there's no implied agreement, right? It's totally neutral. So I think that may be true. We definitely established that that's a major, major discussion in the Rishonim and in the Poskim, right, about Tanaim, right, how neutral and extraneous they remain. But I think it also could be that the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Kiveger here is about Amein. Right? The question is how is Amein an inherently positive a Kabbalah's Dvarim? Does it imply a certain point of view or not? Right? Or is it neutral? It's just, again, a mechanism. So that's something to think about. Similarly, the other Amein, Hamana's Dvarim, is subject to an interesting discussion in the a little bit of the Rishonim, and then later in the Poskim. And that is, again, what is there an obligation of Amanas Dvarim on things that are spiritually, let's say, positive or significant? Like you hear somebody give someone else a bracha, or say a tefillah, or say a tchina, you know, of some sort, and you're not davening, or you're not, you know, connected, whatever. But is there some, like, urgency, or you know, even preference, like to say Amein? Does Amein just mean Amein Hamanas Dvarim, just like Amein Kabbalah's Dvarim, just means that if you use that phrase, this is what it means? It means Kabbalah, it means sometimes Amana, sometimes it means Shvua. Or is there something like a value statement here? Meaning Amein is a Kabbalah, meaning it implies Ratzon. Maybe that's what Rashi was saying, not an all Tanaim, but when you are Makabala Tanaim by the word Amein. And the same may be true in Hamanas Dvarim. Maybe Hamanas Dvarim is not neutral. This is what you mean when you say it, but it is like an affirmation, like a positive affirmation. So Rashi here actually has a line where he says, "Bo Hamanas Dvarim, v'roi lanos Amein, al dvar tefila v'tchina shu lashon me'amein advarim shu ratzon shehei emes kein." So some of the Halakha Mefarshim, like, took this Rashi, you know, very, you know, very literally. The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Tesvav Sivkatan Gimel in Aruch Chaim, right, seems to, based on this Rashi, seems to say that there's an obligation, you know, to say Amein whenever you hear, you know, some positive, either bracha given, you know, to someone, or tishbachos about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That bo amanas devarim, according to Rashi, means Amein. You're supposed to affirm, right? It isn't, that's what it means when you do it, but that's what, you know, that isn't like a lechatchila, at least, to say roy lomar, maybe even more. The Netziv, that's the Magen Avraham, says Reish Tesvav Gimel. The Rishonim talk about it. This is the harachamans, like, you know, should you say amen, haracham on this, haracham on that? Do you say amen, right, or not? The Netziv in Hamek Sheila, in the Shiltos on Nun Gimels, the end of Os Beis, disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says it's, amen is neutral. It's, you know, it's what it means when you say it, but, and it's maybe a midas chasidus, but there's no din of lahamin, you know, just to take the, like, it's not like, oh, you hear something, you're obligated to, like, weigh in, you know, and affirm or reinforce. That's not, there's no judgment element. It's just the definition. So that's an interesting argument. Again, the Orchas Chaim speaks about what happens after harachamans and so on. In general, when do you say amen? This is also like an interesting question. Again, only after real bracha or anything. This is also a debate. We find, if there's no birchas kohanim, so in chazar sashatz, you know, so we say the chazan, you know, makes reference to birchas kohanim that would be said, yivarechacha, and so on. I used to say amen after that, after each one, after all of them combined. Or do you say Ken Yehi Ratzon? Right, that's a whole discussion in the already in the Rishonah, the Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Tefila Halacha Yud says you don't say Amen in that way. And some of the other Rishonim think that you do. The Shibali Aleket, I think, mentions that some were noach to say amen. The Abu Dram says in such a situation, say kein yehi ratzon. Let us read the language of the Rambam. So this is like an interesting question, how to read this Gemara. There are really two questions here. The Rambam says, tzibur shalahayim b'hem koin, ala shliach tzibur levado, la yisaz kapav, im ha'isav t'chasa, shu no say is kapav, v'chozo l'tfilas ha'rashayim. They made him coin klal because she gives shliach tzibur l'sim shalom. Amar lo kenev l'kev aseinu b'achinu b'vracham shleshes batarik suvay demo shavdecha ha'amur v'piyar nevonav ko animam k'roshecha kamur v'recha Hashem yishmecha yar Hashem panav lecha v'ichu neka yisa Hashem panav lecha v'yasim lecha shalom v'samu ishimi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem v'eina am onim amein. That's the Rambam. And the Shibalei Aleket quotes those who argue, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Dram, who says you should say Kein Yehi Ratzon. You have a parallel argument or parallel discussion also about Yalla V'Yavo, right? When the Shliach Tzibur says Yalla V'Yavo, Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu Balatova, Fakdeinu Balabracha, all those things. Do you say Amen at the end of all of them? Do you say no Amen? Or do you say Amen after each short one? There are those poskim who argued that you should be mechalek between a description and a bakasha. Some felt that, you know, if there's no Kohen, so there's no Birchas Kohanim, so it's just telling the story that normally this is the place where if there were Kohen, you would be saying, you know, these things. So you don't say Amen for that. Maybe say Kein Yehi Ratzon. But Yalla V'Yavo, so the Shatz is saying a bracha. So Zachreinu Elokim bo l'tova, Fakdeinu bo l'bracha, or Sheinu bo l'chayim tovim, is like a mini bracha, so you should say amen. It's an interesting question. Again, it's partly a question simply of how to assess what these things are. Like, what is your bracha Hashem when there's no kohen? Is it like, you know, a quick, you know, bracha without a kohen, or is it a sipur? What is, you know, this haskara in Yalla V'Yavo? But everybody agrees what you say amen to. The question is how to assess what these things really are. But it also seems like some people think that it's a question of what does a main hamanas dvarim mean? And, you know, again, is it a reshus rechova, or at least midas chasidus? And if so, does it require a real bracha, or anything, anytime you can, you know, kind of chime in, you know, amen, you know, reinforce like a certain theme that you're obligated to do so? So that these are questions about amen hamanas dvarim and amen kabbalas dvarim. On amen shavua, you have a much bigger question, and that's what we're talking about. And that is, you know, that, you know, is the question of how much is it kit, motzi shua mipiv, and how much is it really, you know, an actual mipi atzmo, and you judge it literally in that way. Yeah.
Is like the concept of menu so much so with anything about like how main is something that like can't be like thrown around lightly?
I think so. Yeah, there's a lot of literature on that. I think it does. It's all because like a real bracha of some sort. Katufa, Yosoma, all those discussions. Amen gets a lot of press. I mean, even before they started publishing all these Amen books. But, you know, whether you should publish an Amen book and so on is definitely linked to our question. Meaning, if it's just like, what does it mean when you say it, then obviously, you know, not so much. If it has significance and it's an affirmation, you know, and therefore you really should, you know, be saying it, and it has like a quasi-bracha kind of a status, then again, the rules are going to be tighter, like exactly like you said, and also you're going to expand, you know, applying it. Again, even then, you have to be careful. Into what? In a sipur, in a haskara, in a, you know, each one, the whole thing? I think it's an interesting question, but that's certainly what it's about. Anyways, in terms of being motzi shvua mipiv, and the related question of being yotze yidei chovas bracha. In other words, when you say hamanas dvarin, typically, right, you're not necessarily yotze a bracha with that. So, right, to what extent is a main, get back to our main question in just a second, in shvua that we've raised this question, right, based on the Havamini of the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara, you know, is Amen still something in between? In other words, less than Mipiatzma, more than Mipiacherim, in which case, does it really belong in the Mipiacherim club or in the Mipiatzma club? But even if we're talking about just, you know, being Yotze, a Chiyuv where you have it, that seems more than Hamanas Dvarim. Does that require the Hamanas Dvarim or the Shavua? So we already talked about the discussion, Rambam and other Mefarshim. What about Akum? What about Katan? Sounds like in Hilchos Shavuos, right, we take more literally Kemotzi Shavua Mipiv. And Hilchos Brachos, right, it has to be a Bar Chiyuva. So I mentioned the other day that could be looked at in two ways. One is that the role of Amen in each is different. Where you need a full-fledged hafla, right, so then it's a ditto. And in other cases, you're basically being yotzi dechovascha agab or with that other person. So then maybe it's not kemotzi shvua mipiv. Or kemotzi bracha mipiv. Or is it literally also kemotzi bracha mipiv? And the only difference is that the chalos of a cheftz or a chalos, amira yidei amen, is what distinguishes brachos from shavua. As in shavua, a shavua of an akum, a shavua katan may not count, right? But there is such a category. And therefore, you can at least ditto it. It's out there to be dittoed. Whereas when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, right, there, right, it also works midin ditto, right, but birchas akum, birchas katan doesn't have a shame bracha, and therefore you're dittoing something that doesn't register. So in that question, Gufa, you also might be mechalek, if that's the case, right, between different types of eno bar chiyuva. Like Rambam describes, you know, darbonans, naraisas, you know, it's brachos. It sounds like what he's saying is that there's something called shemei kohanah, and another way to be yotze is through amen. And, you know, it sounds like he thinks that you need to be yotze through the bar chiyuva. So either he's having a very, very strict hagdara of what can considered to be a chefza shol, bracha, and so on, right? Or he's saying that, you know, there's no ditto here. It's through the other person. But one could have, in theory, been mechalek. And as you can say, when it comes to akum, you know, that he's mufka, you know, katan, you know, gilachinuch, lo gilachinuch, drabanans, the raisos, what about yatsamotzi? What about, you know, women who are pturos? Let's say in certain, let's say mitzvah sasayishas mangrama, right? In other words, where, you know, this might be, there might be ways, I'm suggesting, to distinguish. The more you have to be yotzei through the person, then technically you're going to have a strict definition of what constitutes a bar chiyuva. But the more we think it's about simply grabbing on hold to the independent heftz or chalos of the words that exists, you know, that's something that maybe people who aren't technically a bar chiyuva, but they're not mufka from the parsha either, yatsamotzi, things like that. Yatsamotzi maybe even more expansive, but katan, katan shingia, nashim, etc., might be candidates for that. In general, you have to look at shomea ka'one, kind of, as a foil for amen and hilchos brachos, and to see whether or not the, you know, it's better and how much better. But of course, part of the problem is that shomea ka'one, right, itself is, you know, a pretty controversial institution. You definitely rely on Shomei Ka'ona, and the question is, how does it work? Is Shomei Ka'ona also, you know, basically, you've created like an independent chalos or cheftza, like a disembodied, you know, dibur or amira or sound, whatever it is, and as long as that, you know, has a shame or cheftza shel bracha, cheftza shel amira, whatever it is, then you grab onto it. Or again, is Shomei Ka'ona more that you're yotzei through the other person, basically? So, for example, just to list a couple of things very quickly. I mentioned the other day and in the other shiur when we're talking about Tekiyas Shofar and the brachos, the question of, you know, how ra'ui you are to be ona, and what extent that affects whether you can be Shomea Ka'one, in either direction. In other words, the view of the Ritva, that, you know, kind of kolaroi labila bila ina makeves applies. You have to at least be ro'i la'amira in order to be able to, you know, to join or to benefit from his. So that's the whole question. And again, what does that even mean? Is that the question of an ilame? What about if there's an iser lahafsik because you're in the middle of kedusha? Right, things of that sort. Or the opposite, the view of the Rabia, which is that maybe you won't say Shomea Ka'ona or Hiro Kedibor, you know, in cases where you could do better. In other words, it's, you're supposed to do the maximum. If you could say it yourself, you won't be Yotze with him. That's exactly the opposite. But also there's very interesting discussions about whether Shomea Ka'ona is limited to regular Dibor or specialized Dibors. You know, things like Kol Ram, in Birchas Kohanim, that's a famous discussion of Beis HaLevi, you know, where you're supposed to say something B'li Hepsek, like Aseret Sivanei B'nei Haman, a little discussion in some of the Achronim, Spiros HaOmer, where there's a din of Kol Echad V'Echad, do we say Shomei Ka'ona? What about Birchas HaTorah? Right, there's a whole discussion about Hirhor, discussion about Ksiva. There's also a discussion about whether you can yotze Shomea Ka'ona or not. And there, the question might be what constitutes Chetza Shel Torah, where Reb Chaim understood the requirement of that bracha, but Ramban, say from mitzvah, said it's Kishem Hashem Ekrah, Havugodna Lolakena, possibly we just read this week, kind of Birchas Shabbach Lahodah. So what about, you know, where somebody else says it, legabe you, as opposed to hirhor or ksiva? Maybe it depends on something which is nitan l'limud. That's a quote in the name of some of that pronym to distinguish between ksiva and hirhor. So what about shomea ka'ona there? But there are other, you know, equally interesting debates. What about, you know, a person is Shomei Ka'ona and Shmonesre. Does he have to, you know, bend, and does he have to, you know, take a psios forward and backwards. That's discussion in the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes. Torah trying to make is that in Shemei Kona you have numerous cases where there seems to be a discussion whether or not you're really trying to replicate or recreate for yourself, right, the equivalent of Dibur, and it's yours, right? And maybe there's a hurdle to doing that in anything more specialized. Or whether it's more a question of Vinyotze Agav, or through the other party, in which case what you're doing is less ambitious, but it also therefore has less requirements. If I can be Yotze with his bracha, even though I'm not making it, or then maybe I can be Yotze with his bracha b'kol ram, you know, or b'li hefsek, or, you know, and so on as well. Maybe not kalecha b'yecha, though. Maybe in Sfiras HaOmer it would be opposite. Maybe in Sfiras HaOmer that would make it worse. And I don't want to go into the whole thing, but I'm just trying to show that there is a whole range of issues. Whenever you are not articulating a bracha, right, or some sort of halachic dibur, tkiyah shofar, right? The question is, if you hold that tkiyah shofar is a din in shmiya, so then it's easy, you don't need shomei kona, presumably. But if you hold that the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is a din tkiyah on some level, so then is there shomei kona on a tkiyah? Or maybe only on a dibur? That's a whole discussion. Implicit in the Rishonim, but explicit. I mean, the Rambam talks about, you know, picking it up, and Rambam says it's got to be a mitzvah of shmiya, because otherwise, you know, holding the shofar would be something which you couldn't transmit, you know, to another party. He doesn't mention the word shmiya kona, but point is that this whole phenomenon of you know, being yotze with diburim or amiros or kolos, you know, without actually formally doing them, whether it's hira kadibur or shomea kaona, amen, they're parallel, but that doesn't mean that they're the same. So when it comes to, again, some of these issues, what about amen? What about amen in Sfiras HaOmer? What about amen in a situation, you know, where he's ein roi labila? What about a main when he could do it himself, you know, according to the Rabbi? What about a main, again, in Birchas HaTorah? What about a main in all these cases that I just mentioned, you know, Kol Ram, etc.? So partly that question is, again, if the point is that you need, according to the Rambam, then it should be a Bar Chiyuva, but when there's a Bar Chiyuva, there's a Cheftza Shel Kol or Dibor, and then that's what you're... that's what you're taking. Or no, the reason that you really need the Bar Chiyuva is because it's all agav, the Bar Chiyuva, in which case it's a very different model. So to what extent is that the amen also of Shua? Right? We know there's a difference, according to the Rambam, in the Bar Chiyuva, right? But there are other ways to explain that, as I just mentioned. Say in Shvua is a more neutral category, Hakam and Kotnart Mufka from the Chalos. So depending on how we understand, that's our two questions. One is an amen in being Yotze Yidei Chovoska. What is that? And the second question is that, you know, Hamanas Dvarim? Right? Not exactly. Right? At least not the way that it's described. It's not exactly Kabbalah's Dvarim. Maybe it needs to be much more, in which case how that works, its expansion and its limits are part of the, you know, model of Kimotzi Shnua Mipivit, and reflect on it. Or no, maybe not. Maybe it's just an expanded, you know, Hamanas Dvar. So these are very, very important issues. Again, the fact that Nedarim might be Kabbalah, Shvua might be Shvua, as we discussed in Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, Per Beis Halacha Aleph, also part of this mix. So there's an interesting Tshuva the Radvaz, which doesn't get you anywhere l'maskana, but at least the question itself is interesting. In Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, so the Radvaz discusses the question in Shvua, right, whether or not the Kavana depends on the in a shua, in the case of amein, whether the kavana depends on the mashmiya or the shomea. Right? That's you have the person articulating the shua, and he has something in mind. And does anybody have? Can we get on the board? Are we?
Yeah, we're good.
We're back. What? I think it's Kuf Chav Zayin, Chelik Dalad. Oh, they're different.
Yeah, they're different.
Sometimes they go by the LF things.
Yeah, that's
Alf Kuf Chav Zayin. No, it wouldn't be Alf Kuf Chav Zayin. That's like a whole different. You don't have that? What do you have, the Bar-Ilan?
Yeah, sure.
Is there like a phrase in there that.
Oh. I mean, I'm guessing. I didn't find it through the search, so I don't. But, so anyway, it's an interesting question. You found it?
No.
Okay, and if you can't, I'll bring it in tomorrow. But it's an interesting question. As a question, it's like, it ends up being, you know, much less lucrative than we might have thought. But it's what we're looking and what we're interested in, meaning who is controlling, right, this shvua, essentially. Is it the person who physically is motzi the words, right? Or is it the person? The more you look at this as pure ditto and mipi atzmo, and the other guy is just a hechetimtzi, right, for getting those words out, right, we really shouldn't care about his kavana at all, frankly. And all we should care about is the kavana sanishva. If we think that amein, even as a mipi atzmo, is something in the middle, meaning it's something that, you know, is a diluted nishba mipi atzmo, or maybe even more extreme, belongs to the world of mipi acherin, right? So then it's much more of an interesting question. So in the end, we found it, okay, God, thanks. Oh, yeah, okay. So it's Elif Kuf Tzani Zayin. Right, Ruvein is Bias Shimon, Ba'ana Shimon Amen. He has lead him Basadasa Majbio, Basadasa Nishba. So he starts off saying, you know, Lo Pirashta Vezeshuat the Shoel. I have to break it down. He says, in many cases, it's not Kabina anyway. Right? People leave a Shabbat. I belong to Majbia Hani and Lo, Achalta Yom, Ba'amar Amen, Hashbia, Ba'aditi Hayam Lo, Amta Klum. Nishba says, Lo, Ba'aditi. Elam lo achalti sudas hayom. Ma'olam ozina basadasa nishba. Debinam pivalim oshamin. Ma'ochi mashma, I think it's an interesting, it's a little bit of a downplaying. Ma'ochi mashma, midikam ar shua, kalorna aman achar shua, kemotzi shua, mipivda mi adka. Right? Ma motzi shua bi'inan pivalim oshamin. Ha'chanami ha'ona amen achar shua. So he's just basically saying, at this point, we don't care what the guy meant, the first guy. We only care, the kimotzi shua mipiv is the second guy. All we care about is reading his mind. Ma motzi shua b'inan pivu li b'shavan, achanami hona emanachar shua, fine. B'imi shua shav, kigon da'amale mashbiachani shizah amud v'shav zav, adabernika shu shal shayish, right? B'zeh la shayich she'ela, shari pirish la shua. Aval nirali, sh'asa lasa nam nivu ma'iver, fine. B'imi shua sa'edus, So basically, in the end, what he's saying is that it's not credible, and that the context, you know, and the toeles, right, is in the end going to, you know, dictate, you know, what the guy means. So there may be situations where he makes the claim, but we just don't believe it. But the issue itself is very, very fascinating. That's a situation which is more subtle, where it isn't so obvious, and it's nitan lihisparish b'shnei ofanim. If you think that the cheftza and the chalos and the dibur and the bitui and the hafla really comes from the majbiya, you know, and even though this is al pidin, still nishba mipiatzmo, it's not so pashut to say, you know, what the Radbaz says. Okay, so having said that, we should also take a quick look at the Rimigash, right? A little bit different than the Rambam, I think. But the Rimigash in our sugya has a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Rimigash in our sugya? Right, we started talking about it last time. Well, we said we were going to wait to get to it. Are you?
In some cases, that you need to clear hidden basin because, like, it doesn't count as a clear unless it's the basin.
Say that again.
Talk about the clear of the basin. This says it's not going to be considered a shua until the clear of the basin, even though there's a need.
Well, normally the simple pshat of the Gemara is what? That if you have a shvua, wherever you have a shvua, right? As the simple pshat of the Gemara is that in the, we pass on the Chachamim, right? And therefore, all that counts is Kfira Bevesd. Lekula Lechom. Meaning, if you don't have Kfira Bevesd, then nothing has happened yet, right? And you can still be Chayiv the next time, but you're not Chayiv yet, right? If you do have Kfira Bebezdin, then it makes no difference when where the Shavua took place, whether it was Bebezdin or Shalom Bebezdin, whether it's Mipiatzmo or Mipiache. But that's a simple pshat of the Gemara. The that conclusion is basically challenged on two sides. Right? How's it challenged? One by the Rambam, and one by a Safek of the Rimigash, where he starts off by saying it more Vadai, and then he ends up saying Safek. That's what I wanted you to look at. Right. So what does the Rimigash say?
It sounds like in the case where you're, if you're Nishba, and with Anyas on the Chutzla Basin, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it needs to be also in Basin.
If you're, he comes up with the following Kiddush, or this is, he's stopping about this Kiddush anyway. That what? If you are Nishba, I mean, the Piyatul part is like the secondary Chiddush in a way, but it's the one that I'm interested in at the moment. Right? But it requires, you know, there's a first Chiddush first. Right? Now, see, the initial idea is that if you were to be Nishba, Mipi, so I hope I'm saying this right. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you were to be, then we'll read it in a second. If you were to be Nishba Mipi Atzmo, right? Chutz Lebezdin, and then you were Kofer Bibezdin, that maybe initially he thinks that you would be Potter for Kviras Shvuas Eidos. Did I say that correct? No one's arguing. Is that correct? It's just a little hard to get it straight. I'll say it one more time. If you're Nishba Mipi Atzmo, classic Mipi Atzmo, right? Chutz LeBezdin, and then you were Kofer in Bezdin. So simple pshat of the Gemara, Rameir, Chachamim, etc. is what? You'd be Chayiv. Because what happened, Chutz LeBezdin is a rep. If there's no kfir of chutz lebezdin, you're not chayiv. If there's a kfir of bebezdin, then what happens with the shvua? Mipiatzma, mipiacherim, bebezdin, shalom bebezdin, is irrelevant. Correct? The Rimigash starts off with the assumption here on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, we'll read inside of this a second, that is not true. That if you are nishba, mipiatzmo, chutz lebezdin, that's a chalos Shvuas Bitui, and since it's a chalos, Shvuas Bitui, and at the time there was no Kfira Bebezdin, right? So later on, when there's a Kfira Bebezdin, right, it's too late, since the Shvua, the chalos Shvua was Chutz Lebezdin, so you're Potter. Then in the very, very end of the piece, right, he's Chozer a little bit, and he says, actually, I'm mistopic about this, and it doesn't fit in so great with the fact that, you know, according to the Chachamim, we integrate no mipiatzma mipiacherim, and say there's no nafkamina between them. Okay? So there are really two issues in the Rimigash. Okay. That's the first suffek slant. His initial perspective, and he kind of rolls it back, is very interesting. That's for the bigger issue, which we'll get to in a second. Then he says, Aryeh, right? Assuming that what I said is so far correct, we're going to read it inside a second to see. Then he says, however, what would happen if Chutz LeBezdin, you said Amen, and you weren't Nishba, right, in a classical Bitui way, but you responded Amen to the Nishba Mipiachem. So he said, that is not part of his Safek. That would be a Davar Pashut, that since you weren't actually Motzi Shvua Mipiv, that you would be Chayev when you ended up. That's why it's tricky. You have to read the Migash like 5-6 times just to see what. There's a chumra which is maybe mevia lede kula here. If there's a real chalos shvua chutz lebezdin, right, then the kfira bebezdin afterwards is going to be too late. That's the point. It's a chumra which leads to a kula. So what he says is, that is a problem when you have a real mipi atzmo. But when you have a simulated, my words, a virtual mipi atzmo, meaning one based on kemotzi shvua mipiv, in that situation, right, nothing has really happened, right? And therefore that kula ends up contributing to a chumra. Everything happens with this kfira bebezdin. Okay, now, am I making that up, or is that what he says? No one knows? Okay, so I'm going to read it very quickly. Okay. Ba'afilu kafar chutz lebezdin. Listen to this. I can just have to read it a few times, because it's just, like, what's he talking about? Ba'afilu kafar chutz lebezdin. Im chazar v'hoda bebezdin. Pot. Okay, that's a simple case. If he was kofar chutz lebezdin, and then he turns around and was mod, oh, no, I'm sorry, bebezdin, potter. Why should he be potter? So he says, lo mishkachas la ela b'mujba mipi acherim uba'one amein kidgarsina b'sof perik shvuz basra davchav tesorin bey so kasha hod an amein hod lo amein an amein. Wow. In other words, if he was kofar chutz lebezdin and then he was kozer and moda bebezdin, he's patur. That's only in the case of mujba bia piacherim beone amein. Behind utam the chichazar behoda bebezdin patur mishum da kati right lo hotzi shvua mipiv. Look, even the kaimel and kfira chutz lebezdin lav kfira he. Im chazar v'hoda bebezin niftar mishum dakati lo nishba klum. Even though he took the shvua, right, mi pi atzmo al yidei amein, chutz lebezin. Avo mujba mi pi atzmo, he's distinguishing between amein and mi pi atzmo. Michi nishba kvar avar al ha-shvua. Gilkach lura meir nesavar mujba mi pi atzmo chutz lebezin chayiv mechayiv lo mahani lehodas achakach bebezin. Because the mayor just doesn't care. Well, Rabbanan de Sabri, Mujba mi piatzmo, chutz lebezdin, patur, lo mechayiv ad mishtaba, lebezdin. Nektinan hashta, de mujba mi piacherim, lebezdin, leolam mechayiv, chutz lebezdin, ionam amein v'kafar bebezdin mechayiv, v'im lo ona amein, apagav the kafar bebezdin, inami amein, amar amein, v'lo kafar bebezdin patur, u'mujma mipiatzma bebezdin, li'olam mechayiv, chutz lebezdin rameir mechayiv ben kafar achakach bebezdin ben lo kafar achakach bebezdin, l'rabbanan im lo kafar achakach bebezdin bevadei patur. Im kafar achakach bebezdin, ikilamemer de patur, vilomhani kfira, basarhachi bebezdin lechiyuve, elibimujma in piacherin. Mishum de kibin de lahotzi shvua mipiv, kama de lo kafar bebezdin, akati lo nishba klum. Hilka kishu kafar bebezdin, ahi shaitu de avra al shvua. Aber mujra in piatzmo, michi nishba, kvar avra al shvua. Hilka kibin de sfirla de rabbanan, kutsa bezdin lo machaiva la klum. Avagav de kafar basar hachi bebezdin, lo mahani midi lachiuve. Then he says, v'ikla meymar, kibin de mujra in piatzmo, the lo mechayiv chutz lebezdin mi mujba mi piacher milfinon le kin amin lael ma mujba mi piacher chutz lebezdin ki hadar kafar bebezin mechayiv af mujba mi piatzmo chutz lebezdin nami ki hadar kafar bebezin mechayiv etzorhi. Right, so basically what he's saying is that there still might be two things. There might be a difference between mi piatzmo mi piacher even for the rabbanon. Correct. A. B. Mi piatzmo of amen for this halacha has the status of mi piacherim. Why? It doesn't have a, it doesn't count as a standalone shvua unless it's also its mitzurah to a kfira bebezda. And therefore it doesn't ruin the ability to be mechayev you later. Correct? So the suffek, of course, and the din itself, that you could be mechalik between mi piacher and piatzmo, even according to the chachamim, in this respect, is a very big chiddush. Because the pashtus is, you'd say, Rameir, the chachamim argue exactly on that point. And the chachamim, in the end of the day, that's their arguing. Domino mina, domino bikubatra, right? In the end of the day, according to Rabbanu, there's no difference between mi piatzmo and piacher. According to the Rimigash, it's not necessarily true. So that's chiddush number one. Even according to the Chachamim, right, there's a difference. Chiddush number two. Now, that in that difference, amein is mujman piacherim, not mujman piatzmo. Now, it would be amazing to know what the Rimigash thought about the Rambam's halacha of achar katan v'achar akum, achar katan v'achar akum. I don't know that he would argue. If he would argue, that would be even better. Maybe he wouldn't argue, right? It's hard to know where to draw the line. So this idea, we'll get back to the chiluk between b'piyatzo and b'achar in just a second, but just I want to finish with the amen point for a second. This idea that mi pi acherin v'ana amen is sometimes different then nishba mi piatzmo, you read the Gemara properly the way that we were discussing before the Gemara Nechav Tesson and Beis. This idea, right, also has another echo, maybe, or maybe it helps, and that is with Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is again important, possibly for two reasons. Number one, for the chiluk of mipiatzmo and piacherim, which we'll get back to in just a second. But also, more specifically, for the issue of amen. Why, Yossi? Yeah, so what, again, let's just get back to it. What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
He says it's a chiluk of piacherim.
Mi piacherim requires shem Hashem or kinui, and mi piatzmo does not.
It says we learn it out from Soto, which he calls the piacherim. The Ran asks that.
Pe kadosh yomar davar zeh. How can you say such a thing?
He said it doesn't make any sense because the
Gemara
seems to call
the Pirush piatzmo. Mi piatz amen is mi piatzmo, not mi piacherim. And he actually learned that out from Sota, from amen amen. That's what the Gemara says on Chavtesom and Beis, and that's what the Gemara repeats on Lamed Vav. Amen Aleph. When the Gemara says Amen Bo Shvua, Gemara says, how do you know that? Amen Amen. So the two Gemaras that point to Sota as the Makar, Amen Amen. And, you know, and all of a sudden Rabbeinu Tam quotes Sota as Mi Piacherin. Right? So that's very, very strange. But if we take the view that anias amein kimotzi shvua mipiv is not mean that it's a literal mipiatzmo, right? But it's either diluted mipiatzmo or maybe even, you know, a form of mipiacherim, right? So what we learned from Sota is kind of a mixed bag. We learned from Sota that it has the status of mipiatzmo, meaning that even a shvuas bitui or something like that, anias amein will work. But we don't necessarily, I'm saying, according to the Rimigash and according to this other understanding, we don't necessarily learn from there that it's a full-fledged mipiatzmo, right? Depends what we're learning from Sota. Right, then you also have to figure out what Rabbeinu Tam really means. So to make that a little bit clearer, although you don't need fully to say it that way, anybody get a chance to look at the Netziv? I told you to look at the Netziv. Are you?
Really,
so,
I mean, that he's
Mechalik,
that he thinks that
the Sota is
both of them,
and he's from Piatra. Sota. Yeah. The Netziv in Shiltos, and again in Rome Sada in Nadarim, tries to answer the question that the Ran and all the Rishonim asking at Rabbeinu Tam. How can Rabbeinu Tam from Sota make the distinction regarding Shem Hashem between Piachem and Piatzmo? Right? So what's going on? Oh. Says the Netziv, Shvua Sota is a tricky business. I mean, it's a tricky business. What's tricky about it? It's complex. Why it's complex about it? How would you say it very succinctly? Because it's the hash, we'll say like this, it's the hashba'a, right, of the Kohen. That's why it's written in the Psukim even, right, that the Kohen is Mashbia. In other words, it's both Mipiacherim and Mipiatzma. Says the Netziv, what would happen if a Sota volunteered, right, a Shvua? Right, she just took a Shvua on her own, without the Kohen imposing it on her, or her saying Amen, Amen. So would that work? Would that be a chalos din sota? Siv says no. What do you see? That sota has to be hashba'a sakoi. So that means is this hashba'a sakoi, is a shame hashba'a sakoi, mipiacherim, it has to be shvua sakoi, or hashba'a sakoi. I'm emphasizing the hashba'a part as opposed to shvua. But I think that's really the pshat. Right? And then there has to be a response, you know, which is kind of mipiatzmo. I'll just read you some of the language. I took the one from the Rami Sada, but pretty much the same. Right? Alzen is orara. Vani omer bimichilas kvodo. Right? Imay omer kein rabbeinu tam. Ooh, that's not there. Loya bazeshim kusha. Sorry, shvua sota mishunahi. The lomahani shetehesh nishba'as be'atzma, the lomar im satisi yiten Hashem osi eladavka mipi koin k'netani b'sifrei. In ke l'chor kasha hech yalef b'shvuas ha'edus de mahani mipi atzmo. Neima soti yochiyak? In miyarashach, what's going on? Ela v'adai de besota arkev arachmana trei rikshi shetehim ushba'as mipi atzmo u'mipi acherim. I'm just explaining it's Hashboas a Kohen, you need chalos hashboas a Kohen. That's a piyachet, right? Vehu shaona amein have a mushbas with piatzma. Vesu haisa mashbas beatzma lo hayala omer deshuam piyachetim gamkein beina. Asha shapra kamra gemara the ona amein have a ki mushba mi piatzma. Di lavaki the sota ena le mushba mi piyachetim levad amai lo mahani im tushba biatzma. I'm not sure what that line means. It doesn't read so well. I'll get to the other part of it. Basically, what the Netziv is saying, right, is that Sota's complex and it has two components. There's Hashbaas HaKohen, right, which triggers a Shvuas HaIsha. So what we're saying is the Shem Hashem part, not related to the Shvuas HaIsha, right, it's related to the Hashbaas HaKohen. He's not fleshing this out, but what he's implicitly saying is the idea of Rabbeinu Tam, which is that you need a Shem Hashem and Mishmuzhon Piacherim, not Nizhron Piatzmo, it is not because of the Shvua part. In other words, Nizhba Bipiacherim, as opposed to Nizhba Bipiatzmo, that's not what requires Shem Hashem. What requires Shem Hashem, again, I hope I'm not taking too much license with the Netziv, but this is how I understand it, is Hashbaas HaKohen. The koach to be Mashbia requires Shem Hashem. And that is something, the hybrid of Shvua Sota, is that it's her Shvua triggered by his Hashba, essentially. Okay. However, what I'm suggesting is that in light of the Rimigash, and maybe some other evidence, that you might say something a little bit different. And that is that while, I think this is all true, but you might even say that, you know, Mujba mipi atzmo, I'm sorry, Nujba de amen, is kimotzi shvua mipiv l'inyan, its effectiveness for bitui and shav, right? And when it comes to the discussion of Rameir, you know, and the Chachamim, right? But at the end of the day, it's still a rehabilitated Mujba Mipi Acherim or a diluted Mipi Atzmo. And as far as that is concerned, that's where Rabbeinu Tam maybe comes into play. I'm saying something different than that. It's like, if you hold like the Sri Migash and this middle status for me, Piatzmo, then another way to explain it would be that the Shvuas HaSota, Amen Amen, right, doesn't mean that it's a classic Nishba, me, Piatzmo, which also helps with the Netziv's problem. Like, why can't she just make the Shvua? It's just, A, because you need a Hashba, maybe even the Shvua has to have elements of the Hashba'ah of Mipi Acherim. I'm suggesting basically a tweaking of what the Netziv says, a slightly different answer based on like 80% of the Netziv, in light of the possibility of the Rimigash that Amen, right, is not a pure Hafla either. And therefore, Shvua Sota is complex, but in a slightly different... Not that there's a Hashba'ah and the Nishba. The Nishba itself is a response to the Hashba'ah, albeit it's me'atzmo enough. Okay? Okay. So having said that, let's go back to Shita Sarav. We'll have to stop here. Let's pick up tomorrow and just finish this off with Shita Sarav. Because... Again, maybe inspired by the Rimigash, but in a slightly different way, right? The Rambam also distinguishes between the Piatzmo and the Piachem. I also want to talk about Shem Hashem very quickly in Bitui, Eidos, and Pikadon. Let's look also at that, the rest of that Netziv, the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Beis and in Perek Tes and Perek Zayin, the language of the Ran. Let's try to finish all this up and then start going. Great.